And what meekness means. I mean, we always thought of just Moses being a meek man, Jesus being a meek man, but it's far more greater than just thinking of someone being meek. It's someone, this meekness literally, not weakness, but don't mistake it for weakness, but it's strength. It's courage that rises in a believer's heart that encourages to do right despite anybody else. You choose to do right. The meek shall inherit the earth. And that the latter part of that, you can't say the first part without using the second part. For they shall inherit the earth. Or in another sense, or land, according both Hebrew and Greek words possess this double meaning here. This promise is taken from Psalm 37:11. But the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Now we got, is this working? No green light. Our fuse is blowed again. But anyways, to think this earth, one day, one glorious day, we shall reign with Christ here on earth. Now, who's going to reign as kings and priests here on earth? Anybody know? Nobody here knows. They're going to reign as kings and priests, but who's going to be helping this matter of reigning and ruling here on this earth? Who's going to be charging back behind Jesus, following this big white horse with a bloodstained banner? It says, Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Who's going to be riding behind him? Hello, people. Get on board. That's us. And to reign and rule in this principle of thinking to shall inherit. This is ours. This is our promise. This is going to be our land. A place where there's no devil. A place where there's no sin. A place where there's no more honky-tonking, no more sin, no more abortion clinics, no more sick. There's going to be a place where only righteousness dwells. Wow. That's phenomenal. Can you think of that? Can you get there with me and just ponder that thought? A place where Jesus is going to set his throne up on the throne of David and reign and rule, and this is going to be ours. Now, I know right now we got to be honest with ourselves. There is a matter for in this purpose that we are going to reign and rule here, but the majority of it is owned by acres and acres of the wicked own it right now. But they're renting it part-time. They're just occupying it for a little while. Because God, He is ultimate ownership of this whole deal, this whole mass sphere of earth and universe. It belongs to Him. And when he makes his mind up to reign and rule with a rod of iron and to take back over, you know what's going to be better than that? When he thinks of a new heaven and a new earth, the former earth will be done away with. Who can tell me what's going to happen there? How's God going to do that? Melted, fervent heat. Awesome thought. For they shall inherit the earth. So this meek, these people that have this meek spirit, which is a fruit of the Spirit that leads us back to our other lesson, this fruit of the Spirit that indwells naturally in the believer. I can't see a key man. Does that sound like a meek man showing himself, showing his muscles, standing in front of everybody and showing off? That's not our picture of meek. It's somebody that is meek and mild, but yet they stand for truth and righteousness. Boy, is not that our Lord? Is not that our Savior? So this scripture here in Psalm 37:11, but the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. We could look at this spiritually speaking. The second part of this verse says, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. And what's the first part? Blessed are, and later on we're going to get to this, blessed are the peacemakers. There's another part in the attribute of our lives as a Christian. We're constantly trying to make peace in between wrongs. Now, what's the greatest solution we have to make peace? Because man is at odds with God, right? Our job, like for Alex, our job is to intervene. God is angry at Alex because of his sin. He loves Alex. He wants Alex saved. But Alex has sinned and chose to turn his back on God. We got to get God, when God's willing, we got to get Alex to turn and to look to God and to accept that free gift. Nothing minus plus just turning to God and then let God and turn to Him wholly and fully and allow God to work in his life. I didn't understand all the means and the ifs or buts and the repentance and all that. All I know is I look to Jesus and I give my life to Him, and God turned me inside out and began to shake me inside out and start getting the dirt out of my life. That was the hand of God. So spiritually we can look at this. They shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Not just some peace, but the abundance of peace. The spirit of meekness is what enables its possessor to get so much enjoyment. Now listen, it enables it to get so much enjoyment out of earthly portion, be it small or large. What's another one of them fruit, a fruit of the spirit that helps us, that contentment of spirit that a believer has? I've seen suffering Christians dying of bone cancer. Blowed my mind. Leonard, Lucy Gallagher was one. Lila Brown another. And I watched them die slowly, and it was awful to sit and watch. It'd tear me up, and I'd have to get my composure before I'd go in to try to be a blessing to them. It ends up they'd be a blessing to me, and they're laying there suffering, and somehow, some way, God instilled in them and turned them and they had contentment. And all they did, and I said, "How you doing, Lucy?" She goes, "I'm just waiting. I'm just waiting. Waiting for the Lord to come." It was real to her. It was just as genuine as breathing air to her. It was no different as flipping a light switch on and off. She knew God. But this spirit of meekness brings that spirit of contentment in our lives. That's part of the fruit of the Spirit of God. Delivered from a greedy or grasping disposition, he's satisfied with such things as he has. What's the 10th commandment? What is it again? Thou shalt not covet. It's where the devil gets you. He gets you wanting. I want this. I want that. I need that. God designed us, instills in us contentment in our hearts, because He has become everything we could possibly need. And in this verse, the meek shall inherit the earth. These are the type of people that's going to be there. If you don't like that, you're not going to like the new heaven and new earth. You're going to have problems. It's a place where dwells only righteousness. What a place. What a place. So the spirit of meekness, it enables its possessors to get so much enjoyment out of earthly portions, be it small or large, delivered from the greedy or grasping disposition. It's satisfied with such things as he has. A little, listen, Psalm 37:16 says, "A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked." Many wicked. I mean, I look at Trump and I think he's got money running out of his ears, and he could burn it in his fireplace to make heat in the wintertime. But you know what? That man, if he don't get Christ in his heart, he's going to be in a pickle of a misery of a hurt. He's miserable. He's reached for every possible means and thing he could grab his hands a hold of in this life, and he's still reaching for more. Can you think? Can having billions to where you have billions and more billions after that? Hey, I'm going to be walking on streets of gold, so I don't know about you. I'm the richest man there is in the world right now. It's so pure, you can see through it. It's transparent. Have you seen it? Nope, but I'm going to. I'm going to. So the means is the world's constant. All their billboards, all their signs, all the things they do to get us to want there, then we have the most richest treasure in the world to share with everyone. When we go door to door, that's the attitude we need to have to realize, I got something to tell them that they need, Pastor. I got the greatest news they could ever hear, that Jesus saves and gives them eternal life. They can live forever. Ain't that awesome? Awesome. So contentment of mind is one of the fruits of the Spirit. The haughty and covetous do not inherit the earth. Is the proud and haughty going to inherit the earth? Said the meek, they shall inherit the earth. Contentment of mind. The humble Christian is far happier in a cottage than with the wicked in a palace. Remember Joseph? Joseph, one of my favorite stories in the Bible. He went from the pit to the palace. And every step of the way, he didn't... Can you imagine being in a pit? Your brothers just throwed you in a pit and how you feel? There's our Old Testament Christ right there. And we're out of time. I ain't heard a bell, but it's coming. But to think, contentment comes from God. When we're willing to allow God to reign and rule in our hearts. The meek, they shall inherit the earth. And I got 20 other scriptures yet. The meek shall inherit the earth. Think about that. Let's pray. Father, dear God, we love you. Thank you for your word, for your promises, dear God. And Lord, it just goes beyond our thinking to realize one day, the meek shall inherit the earth. Lord, we're going to reign and rule, and you're going to be the Lord of lords and King of kings there, and you're going to reign and rule. Place where only righteousness dwells. Place where you're just going to take over, dear God, and we're going to get to see this and experience this in a way that we never thought possible. Lord, you said, I have not seen nor ear heard nor entered in the heart of man the things God's prepared for them that love them. So, dear God, we look forward to that. You reveal them to us by your Spirit, Lord. It'll be great to see him with our glorified eyes, dear God, one day and experience it with a glorified body. Lord, bless our preacher. Preach him today, dear God. Use him for your glory. Lord, be one here lost, dear God. Save him. One needs to step out. Give him courage to step out, Lord. One walking afar off. Bring him back into the light, dear God. Lord, we love you now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.